Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, energy levels, energy levels. Wacky!
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our wonderful bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can fit in. Random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with our G&D divas.
What's going on? I don't know what happened there.
William's Zoom is...
It's coming and going.
Coming and going, so to speak.
It's like a rent boy in Soho.
Wow. Okay, we're starting with that. Are you allowed to say rent boy these days?
Oh, who knows? Are they rent person? I'm sorry, I need to just make that slightly more politically correct.
I don't know. What do you call them? Male prostitutes?
I read the other day, you know, the old sex... someone the other day described it as horizontal refreshment, which I rather liked.
What?
I'm off for some horizontal refreshment.
Who said? What are you on about?
I read in a book, in the Victorian era, sex was referred to as horizontal refreshment.
That is fantastic. That is so you.
I'm using that.
I'm off for some horizontal refreshment.
I mean, obviously it doesn't have to be horizontal, but, you know, conventionally it is. Anyway, in our episode on Tuesday that we had released, we talked about accents being attractive.
Yep.
And on social media, it was decided that there would be a poll as to whose accent between the two of us was more attractive, your Lancashire accent or my RP. 78% of you voted for Jordan's Lancashire accent.
Shut up.
And 22% of you voted for me. But what you forget is I can see every single one of you that didn't vote for me. And if I ever come into contact with you, I will be putting toads in your bed and pepper in your tea, and I am not sorry for it. I have taken a personal note of all 889 people that voted for Jordan.
Wow. Wow.
And there will be a discount on any of my etiquette classes, books, services for the 249 people that voted for my RP. Get in touch.
I'm going to start an ASMR Lancashire dialect YouTube channel, so keep an ear out for that. Hello, G&D Divas. How are you?
Well.
Oh, I'm right up for it. Yeah.
So. I'm obviously livid. There's no accounting for taste, clearly.
For what it's worth, and you know this, when I listen back to myself, I hate my accent. I don't hate it, but just...
When I listen back to your accent too, I hate it as well.
I don't hate it, but just like certain words, like I'll say mech instead of make.
Yeah.
And if I'm reading a text out on air, I say says.
Oh, no.
William says, and I'm like... Yeah,
I mean that's not just a Lancashire accent thing. Lots of accents do that as well.
Yeah.
What if you could choose any accent to have that wasn't yours? Let's say Lancashire didn't exist.
What a hellhole of a world we'd live in if it didn't.
What accent would you go for?
Global
doesn't have to be British.
Australian, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Or Welsh.
Oh, don't go Welsh.
Yeah, Australian, because their Aussies are just up for it. Aussies are just up for it, aren't they? Australians, you can't go for one or two beers with an Aussie. They're like, let's get hammered.
I think I would go for Australian, but I would go for the Dame Edna type of accent, yeah. Australian accent, rather than the sort of the neighbours Australian accent.
Good day, mate. Let's get absolutely shit-faced.
Hello, possums.
Come on then, what's the church notices for today?
Right, you know the best feature that we've been doing, a newish feature we've been doing on our main Tuesday episodes.
William's wacky word of the week.
Well, one of our G&D divas, a wonderful chap called Manuel, has created a jingle for William's wacky word of the week. And
shut
it is
up.
Quite possibly the best thing I have ever heard. So we're gonna. I want your thoughts here, and we'll obviously introduce it properly on Tuesday's episode when we have William's wacky word of the week. You ready for it?
I am ready.
He sent us also. He sent us like the dry files with no. This is Manuel singing this, but he sent us a version without him singing. He sent us MP3s. He sent us WAVs. He even sent the lyrics as a Word document.
Wow.
Come on, G&D divas, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's wacky word of the week.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that is absolutely fantastic.
I love it.
That
I
is
absolutely love it. Come on, G&D divas, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's wacky word of the week. I need to work on the ending.
Do you know what, Manuel? There's some free G&D divas merchandise on the way to you. It's probably a t-shirt, so but yes,
you probably get it in about 4 months when Ben can be bothered to do it, but it'll come to you eventually.
That is fantastic. Well done, Manuel.
I love it. Right, you'll be hearing that a lot now, G&D divas. We'll start it properly in with the next William's wacky word of the week next Tuesday.
Okay, what next? What else have we got?
People are still talking about watermelons and various things to do with it. Calvin Harris posted on his Instagram something to do with a watermelon the other day, and lots of people sent it to me. I don't know if they sent it to you going, oh, yeah. Does Calvin Harris, you know, does he like watermelons? Wink, wink, that sort of thing. But Soraya has suggested that Richard Pipkins gets his flatmate a pineapple.
You'd get prickly heat from that, wouldn't you?
Thanks for that suggestion. And, of course, we also mentioned in our last bonus episode, we mentioned my televisual appearance on Live and Kicking.
Yes.
As a child, and Rachel Stevens tuffling my hair, which is why I have a bald patch on top. And Steve has got in touch saying he was listening to that bonus episode, and he was in the Live and Kicking audience too. However, he was not a posh kid, as Jordan said, that all people in television audiences as children were posh.
Oh, sorry, I take that back.
Not sure posh kids come from Luton, he says. No, they don't. I only got in because my mate's dad, no apostrophe, worked for the BBC.
Oh, here we go. There we go. See? Yep. Right, that proves my point.
He says, I'd much rather have preferred Rachel Stevens to ruffle my hair than Betty Boothroyd, former Speaker of the House of Commons. Anyway, love the show.
See, Steve, you ruined it then. I was about to apologise and I was about to go on a big rant saying, this is me being an inverted snob. You'd very rarely hear a posh person say, oh, it's full of commoners. You would. So,
I mean, I do occasionally.
Apart from William, but yeah. Anyway, I did a thing on air this week. I was saying, how do you spell the word zhush?
As in?
Zhush. I always, and stupidly, I started playing like je t'aime in the background because I thought it was French. And then we got loads of texts saying, it's not French.
As in zhuzh it up?
Yeah, to zhuzh it up.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a Nigella word.
Do you know how you spell it?
J-U-U-Z-Z?
But the amount of people that kicked off because I said H instead of H.
Terrible.
You spell it, by the way. I'll tell you how you spell it. It's Z-H-U-Z-H or Z-H-O-O-Z-H.
So say that again.
Z-H-U-Z-H or Z-H-O-O-Z-H or Z-H-O-O-S-H.
Wow, I wouldn't have even started it with a Z.
No, neither would I. That's why I could never find it on Google. To make something more interesting or attractive by changing it slightly or adding something to it, the stylist said he would zhush it up.
Does it say where? Does it say the origins of the word?
UK informal.
UK informal, okay.
I thought it was French. To zhush it up.
Zhush it up. Well, a lot of English is French, of course, as we know.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of English is sort of made up from old French words, German words, Scandinavian words, Norsk.
Bloody Susie Dent here. No, it's... I can think of café, cul-de-sac, croissant, c'est le... What is it where they go?
C'est la vie?
No.
It's bewitched.
What is it where they go?
That's showing your age.
Is que sera, sera French?
No, isn't that Spanish or something?
Whatever will be,
will be. I like not us to place à table, placement. Placement is a very smart word for seating plan.
Oh.
If you go to someone's house, you go, is there a placement this evening? Which means, where would you like us to sit?
Okay.
So that's nice. Who would you have liked, as a child, who would you have liked ruffling your hair? Going back to what Steve was saying about Betty Boothroyd.
That's a weird question to ask, isn't it?
No, but did you like have a hero? Not in a, obviously as a child, you don't fancy anyone. Yeah. But who was Robbie, your hero?
Robbie Blake.
And who
Robbie
was he?
Robbie Blake. I'm saying that, I probably was more of a teenager. I'd say, yeah, Robbie Blake. I'd love for him
but,
to
But who is Robbie Blake?
The greatest ever Burnley player, in my opinion. He was a striker when I was growing up, and I absolutely adored him. I adored him.
Nice.
Him. Who else did I love growing up? Peter Kay. And who else would he have liked? The Queen. I'd like the Queen to ruffle my hair.
Oh, you see, we have got something in common. I think the Queen goes around ruffling people's hair all the time.
Does she?
Yes, it's one up from a CBE. I would have liked British Routledge to have ruffled my hair. John Inman.
Who's John Inman again?
I'm free, Mr. Humphreys.
Oh, do you mean John Barrowman?
No, I mean John Inman.
What's that John Barrowman joke from Julian Clary? Tell us. We went to watch Julian Clary together, and William, tell us this joke that we both found hilarious. We were howling at this.
Julian Clary was talking about the honours system, and he said, oh, you know, or there's John Barrowman, MBE. I don't know what he's done to deserve an MBE, apart from get on my fucking nerves. Oh, it's my favourite. It was my favourite.
It was just so funny how he, I mean, it's not like genius, but it's just so funny how he delivered it.
Yeah. Anyway, G and Divas, if you've written into the show before and you want to let us know how our advice went, if you did take it, or indeed if you chose to ignore it, then you can drop into our direct messages on social media or send us an email to help@sextedmyboss.com.
These bonus episodes are also for all the little letters that we get that aren't dilemmas or problems. So if there's anything else you'd like to share, get in touch. I don't know, maybe you've seen my Connell chain on socials and you like it. Maybe you want to pick William up on something because his standards are slipping at the moment with his grammar and pronunciation. Do get in touch.
Pronunciation. Look at how the word is spelt. It's not even spelt pronunciation.
I've just shown myself. Right, we're going.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.